Guess what? It's time for Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is Season 6, Episode 4 of Sticky Pickles. Pinky swear and indefensible. Ooh. Pinky swear. Pinky swear.
Pinky swear. I said pinky swear in one of my stories way before, and you were like, what are they, five? And I was really, a bit mortified because I'm like, I use it to this day.
Can you imagine if we did a Sticky Pickles episode about like little children playground squabbles?
I would love that. That's a brilliant freaking idea.
Like he said, I was it, and then he said you were it, and then I said no tag backs. That's it.
Okay, you know, this is good.
Does your story have animals in it?
No.
Cats? Okay. Mine also does not have cats.
Woo!
So, yay, no cats this week. No animal stories this week. So what is your story about, Curl? What is your sticky pickle?
Sounds very professional. Okay.
I know.
Pinky swear, pinky swear. Okay.
Pinky swear.
Three people. There's three peeps in this one, okay? Kate, Kelly, and Hernan.
Kate, Kelly, and Hernan. Okay, Kate, Kelly, and Hernan.
10 years ago. Uni days, right?
Oh, yep.
Kate's best friend, Kelly, her boyfriend, Hernan, got drunk. And Kelly, the girlfriend, had to leave the party because she had track first thing in the morning. But Kate stupidly decided to stay.
Okay.
And she was sitting beside the campfire, right? Feeling a little rosy herself.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And down plops Hernan chucking one of his two beer cans in her direction, right? And they chat, they look at the fire, they talk about the stars, they laugh. And suddenly Kate is like, why the hell is he looking at me that way? Does he have to fart? And he leans in and starts tongue kissing her vigorously. So number one, she's like, what the fuck is happening? Right? Like, whoa!
Yeah, so am I. Okay, yeah.
Right? And two, it's an extremely revolting smooching technique. The worst that Kate has ever come across by a factor of 1,000. It's like a kind of like if you were in a car wash and the tongue was circling your vehicle, that's what it was going on.
Oh, God. So is he trying to gross her out? Like,
well, he's a bit pissed. Kate peels back.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. She's like, like literally gets her tissues out and is rubbing her tongue. And he starts apologizing. He's like, fuck, sorry. I'm so drunk. I'm stupid. I don't know what the fuck. That was insane. Fuck. I love Kelly. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And he's kind of freaking out. And Kate's like, okay, he's pissed. He's freaking out. I'm just like, hey, it's cool. No harm done. Never do it again.
Okay. Okay, it shouldn't happen in the first place, but yeah, all right.
Shouldn't happen, totally.
Impulse control.
But she's kind of like, he's freaking out, he knows this.
Yeah.
And then he says, should we tell Kelly?
Wow. How long have Kelly and Hernan been a thing?
Like, a year. So they're a couple.
But they're in university, so it's kind of not really. Okay, so this is going to be one of those, like, point of view on if you meet somebody in college or university, is that like a very serious relationship, or is it just fooling around because, you know, at the end of university, you're not going to see each other again? That's very much like a what's your point of view?
Mm.
I guess it depends also on how the couple have self-defined, because I definitely knew people who their college relationships are like, this is for just now. This is like, we're serious about each other, but we also don't have any long-term expectations. This is just while we're in the same, you know, vicinity. Mm. But there are some people I know who met in college and got married. So, you know.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. So Kate thinks on this, right? She's thinking. And she's like, on the one hand, it's totally the right thing to do. Just say, just so you know, this happened, meant nothing, whatever. But Kelly would be like, if she was told about this situation, Kate also knows that she would say, yeah, you'd definitely tell. Kelly would be of the camp of tell me, right? Because I want to know all the facts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, that is the way that that seems like the obvious way to go, I think, for most people who are honest, is that you would want to be fess up. I mean, Kate hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
But it would, this would probably also break up the relationship, maybe, or at the very least make things really awkward. Like Kelly might feel like, oh, maybe I can't totally trust Kate anymore around her. Exactly. Because like maybe she said nothing happened, but maybe she was giving him the eye or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what Kate's thinking. She's like, this is going to get freaking messy if we say, and it's not worth it. Because Kelly can be a bit hot-headed and, you know, sometimes insecure, like all of us.
Like all of us, yes.
Right. And she might start questioning herself, questioning the relationship, which, like, other than this tiny weird snafu, as far as Kate's seen, is the only thing. Like, it's a super great relationship otherwise. And it's, like, just one of these weird blips that doesn't need anything.
Yeah, could be.
But she doesn't want to feel like a liar either.
Yeah, because I feel like if you don't fess up, that's going to fester. And it's going to then it's going to be like, well, why didn't you tell me? Then the covering it up, it becomes worse than the actual incident.
But it's like nothing. Like they face smashed. She was like, I'm going to vomit. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I love my girlfriend. Right. So,
gosh, I don't know. My instinct is always to speak up and be like, let the chips fall where they may, because inevitably this is Hernan's fault. And maybe Kelly knows that Hernan is messy when he's drunk. And maybe she'd be like, yeah, that sounds like a thing he'd do.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd be surprised. That could happen. If Kelly doesn't believe Kate, when Kate's like, listen, I promise you this was nothing on my side. Hernan literally like devoured my face without me knowing it was coming. Like, if she doesn't believe her friend, then, you know, that's not a great friendship.
And you know what? Actually, often when I've kind of had these situations where I've been fretting about telling a friend a particular something, right? I'm at the edge of the abyss and I tell them, they're like, oh, it's fine. And I'm like, oh, okay, fuck, fine.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be the end of the world and it's totally not.
And then they're like, no big deal. Yeah, because it's a lot of times it's like, well, that person, this is part of a pattern of behavior and the other person knew. Or like, if this nukes the friendship, then maybe it should be nuked. I don't know. That's very fatalistic, I guess.
Maria, they ignore your advice. They ignore your advice.
Of course they do, because they're in university. Yeah.
And they pinky swear to stay frickin' stum, because I won't say if you won't say.
Yeah.
Now, remember, this is all 10 years ago.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
And it looks like Kate did the right thing, because she has just flown in to Kelly and Hernan's wedding shindig, okay? A 50s-themed weekend-long affair with cocktails and Elvis.
Okay, so they took it seriously. Got it. Yep.
Yeah. They're like all woo. And it's like night before the big day. People are kind of, you know, meeting up in the bar and saying hi. And Kate is having a blast because everything is super beautiful, right? Everyone is lit. And there's a glut of guests that look both hot and single, which is perfect for Kate, right? Because she's on the prowl at the Mo, right? For a little boo.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And plus, like, Kelly looks so happy.
Of course she does. It's her wedding day.
They're, like, buzzing between family and friends, you know? Like, and their hands are automatically finding each other's, and they greet and hug people. And, like, it's just perfect. Like, they dated 10 years, and it's now finally, you know, they're doing the da-da-da-da-da.
They've been together a long time, 10 years. My goodness. Yeah.
Kate and Kelly stay up late at night, you know, catching up. And it's like 2 a.m. before Kate makes it back to her room. And at 2:30, there's a knock on the door, Maria.
Oh, no.
So faint. She wouldn't have heard it had she been dozing. But she looks through the peephole and it's a panicked Hernan. Okay. And she's like, oh, fuck. She rips open the door and she goes, what happened? Is everything okay? And Hernan's like practically in tears. And he's like, I can't marry Kelly without telling her what happened between us.
He's been holding this on for 10 years late. Oh, wow.
Kate is like, are you fucking kidding me in her head? She's like, you were the most disgusting person who ever copped his like fish lips on my face. And what the hell? Like, who cares?
I'm amazed that she even remembers and he even remembers 10 years later. My God.
Oh, I remember things. Do you have Alzheimer's?
No. I dispose of memories very easily. If it's not like, I forget stuff on purpose.
Do you remember how you and your husband met?
Well, yeah, we met on the internet.
Sexy.
Yeah, and we're nerds. We have no game in real life, and I'm not saying anything he wouldn't agree with vehemently. Like, it's like there's no way we were going to meet without the help of an online dating app. It was
just, thank you, Tinternet. So she's like, what happened between us? Like, when you fell on my face, right? She's kind of looking at him like, whatever. And he's like, I think you were into it too, but we both decided it was for the best, which from Kate's point of view is like ridiculous.
Now I'm mad on principle.
That is not what happened.
Yeah, that is some revisionist history bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But this is the day before his wedding.
Interesting that he's held on to this memory 10 years later. It's his wedding day, too. You would think he'd have a bazillion things more important that he needs to be thinking about than this. Like, this is his issue? Okay, that's worrisome.
So he's like, I really love Kelly. I really want this life with her, but I want to start the marriage with 100% honesty.
Okay. Okay.
So he's looking at you, okay, you're playing Kate right now.
It's not my fucking problem. I'm not the one getting married. Bye. Close the door. That's not my problem. You've been together 10 years. You haven't told her yet. Like, what the fuck have you been waiting for? You're doing this now? Great timing, genius.
Your best friend.
Have I been best friends with her these last 10 years?
Yeah.
And I haven't said anything either?
No, because you pinky sweared with him that it was stupid and ridiculous and who cared. And nothing happened in the 10 years.
This does not feel like a good time. Like, dude, why now? Is he getting cold feet?
Because he's about to get married. He's freaking out.
There's no real difference between the day before you get married and the day after you get married. Like, really?
I agree.
Like, you just have a big bill after all of this. Like, that's all it is. Like, you now have to pay for the fucking party you had. Congratulations. You're no less or more.
Kate's just thinking, like, I know Kelly. She's thinking she's going to fucking blow up and this whole wedding is going to go down the plug hole. And then she's going to feel super sad and shameful that it was also public. She's also worried that Kelly's going to hate her for not telling her sooner. She's also disgusted because it was an utterly revolting thing to happen to her. And she feels like she did the right thing by saying nothing. And now it's being thrown in her face.
And nothing's happened in 10 years. Who fucking cares anymore? Like, this is so, we were stupid and young. Let it go. Like, who cares? It hasn't done anything. It was a little bleh, bleh, bleh.
And he says he wants to start the marriage with honesty.
It started already, dude. You've been together 10 years. Like, it's not, people get so hung up on these formalities. Like, you've been together a decade, man.
Yeah.
I get so mad. It's like you've actually been together this whole time. I don't know if he's aware of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I take being married very seriously, but like a wedding is a party to be like, we've officially declared the thing that everybody already knows and we're just like celebrating it. It does like the day before, the day after. It does like you don't have to do it right now. like when everything's super stressed out.
I agree.
Like a fucking month. Like it doesn't, you don't need to do it now, man.
You're going to be happy to hear that Kate agrees with you. Slightly takes a different tangent, but tell her about this. I'll tell her the truth about what a disgusting, revolting kisser you are. And you know, she'll scoff, but she'll always wonder what it would be like to kiss someone who doesn't slobber like a hound dog.
Oh, God almighty.
Sooner or later, she's going to seek it out. Do you want this? Of course you don't. So nut up. Marry my beautiful friend. Look after her from now until death looks like a part. And good night.
Yeah.
Slams the door.
There you go. Yep.
Wedding went without a hitch.
Except for the two getting hitched. They got hitched.
All right, Maria, it's your turn.
Okay.
Indefensible.
So I think it's really funny that your story started at uni, because mine actually also has to do with uni.
Woo!
And that's about where the similarities end.
Okay. There's no Hernan?
There's no Hernan. There is Augustus, Otto, and Len. Yeah, I wanted to go for some real fun names with this one. So Augustus and Otto are actually an older couple. They've been together for maybe like 30 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like they're very silvery gray, right?
Yeah. But they know each other. They love each other still.
Oh, my goodness. Now, they were together before gay marriage was, before it was allowed. So they were a couple then. And then they got married and they're very happy and they've been steadfast ever since. And they've been very, 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 very set in their ways for a long time. And now that Augustus is getting closer to retirement age, like early retirement, because they've saved a good amount of money. They're early retiring in their 50s.
Right.
Augustus has decided to go back to university to get a long dreamed for PhD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lofty.
This is actually a dream of my husband's as well when he's at retirement age to go get his PhD. I think that's a wonderful thing to be like, I want to do that, to finish out my career on a bang, I guess. So Augustus is doing a similar thing. In his case, he's like, I want to get my doctorate in philosophy. This is very important mm-hmm. to me. Like I there's a program that has let me in and I'm part of the doctoral candidate cohort there. And it's great. And Otto's like, honey, whatever you want, I support you. Like, full support, okay? Especially since, they've been together a long time. And life is good and comfortable, but sometimes it's a little too comfortable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so they're kind of like in the humdrum of we have nothing exciting going on.
But, like, in a good way. And it's not, and neither of them are attracted to drama or anything like that. And in Augustus's doctoral candidate cohort, I'm using a lot of academic terms that I'm not comfortable with because I'm not an academic at all, so... Listeners, if I'm getting these wrong, just whatever. another doctoral candidate in his program is Len. Len is also a fellow wannabe PhD in philosophy.
Wannabe PhD in philosophy.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but academics can get really competitive.
Yes. I live in Oxford.
Yes. Yes, you do. I am surrounded by academics over here. You're surrounded by academics on the other side of the pond. Like, we both know it can get really competitive, even in programs you might not think would be competitive, like philosophy. But indeed, you have two people going for their PhD in philosophy at around the same time, working really hard on those dissertations, and like things get competitive.
Because one of them's going to get the, teacher's pet job.
Yeah, like access to the good research or time with the professors that they really like or publicity that they really want or so whatever. They're competitive. Len and Augustus. Len is in his early 30s. Augustus is twice his age thereabouts. And yet this competition with Len makes Augustus feel like he's right there again. Like Len really gets his dander up. Like this dude is so competitive. And Augustus is like, can't this guy just chill? Like, we're all here for a common goal. We're not competing against each other. We're working in parallel. Augustus is like, listen, I got all this life experience. You have no idea how lucky you are to be spending your time luxuriating in, the ivory tower, working on philosophy PhD like we are. This is such a joy compared to like drudgery of, working.
Life,
but right? Yeah. And Len does not have that perspective. Len is like, listen, mm-hmm. this is where I got to make my mark. Listen, old man, I'm not doing this for funsies. I'm trying to get out there. So get out of my way. All right. In the middle of all this is Otto, who is supporting Augustus, of course, as Augustus is going through his program. Now, it's been a while since the PhD program's been going on. Augustus is dutifully trudging his way towards dissertation defense time, which basically means he gets his PhD. He's completed his task, right? Mm-hmm. And many people take years to do this. And in Augustus's case, he manages to get it done in, I don't know, pick a number, 2 years. He's 6 months out thereabouts from his big dissertation defense day. And Otto's like, man, that finish line is coming. I'm so excited for him to hit this huge life goal.
Yeah.
I need to do something big for him. Like, this is bigger than getting married as far as I'm concerned. This is a humongous life goal that Augustus has had. I need to make sure that I throw him the biggest bash of our lives.
Okay. He sounds like the most ideal husband ever.
Oh, yeah. Otto's great. Otto's fantastic. And Otto also knows that if he tells Augustus about anything, Augustus will get overwhelmed. And like Augustus has the blinders on of, listen, I got to finish this thing. I'm deep in dissertation mode. Like, don't bother me with any details. Like, don't ask me questions. Just let me be. I just got to just be in that world of study and work right now. So Otto's like, I'm not going to even tell him I'm doing this. This is going to be a surprise. So for me to figure out what kind of good party I need to do, certainly I need to invite his cohort, right? That's important. So Otto and Len start getting to talking. And Otto finds out over a few pints that Len is a great guy to know. He really enjoys talking to him. And one thing that Otto is finding also is like Len has a lot of fun. And Otto really has been missing that with his Augustus, who has been nose to the grindstone.
Stressed out
hubby.
Trying to get his PhD.
Yeah, trying to get his PhD. Good reasons. Yep. But Otto's like, I really could use this release valve of hanging out with someone who's having fun and someone who makes me feel young again, you know?
Is Len sexy to Otto?
I mean, he's not hard on the eyes, but it doesn't hurt. Like, you know, he's faithful to his husband, but, you know, right. Hanging out with someone who's easy on the eyes never hurts, right? So don't think that the frequent get-togethers between Otto and Len, and of course some other in the group, minus Augustus, has gone unnoticed by Augustus proper, Augustus actual.
Right. He's kind of going, why is everyone meeting without me? What the fuck is going on?
And more importantly, why is Otto coming home drunk almost every week after hanging out for hours until the wee hours with Len?
Oh, my God.
So this eventually comes to a head where it's like 2 months out from dissertation day, and that day circled on the calendar with all sorts of sticky notes on it, like, ah, big stressful day.
That's the worst, isn't it? You can't have it out because you have to wait for the other thing to happen because it's super important. It's been going on for months.
That's right. So Otto rolls in at 3 a.m. one morning, drunk off of his behind.
Having had a great laugh with Len.
Yep. Oh my God. And it was just Len. There was nobody else. Mm-hmm. Just Len and Otto. And Augustus is furious, of course. And Otto's like, what's wrong with me hanging out with somebody in your cohort? Like, he makes me feel young again. I'm having fun. What's the problem? But he was very drunk. Okay, so as you noticed, he can't really say what's actually going on. Because some planning for this party is actually happening. I promise it's not just a farce. Like, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a lot of drinking is happening, too. That's definitely not related. So... Augustus is pissed, and Otto is pissed, right? In the other meaning of pissed. They're both pissed in different ways. What would you do if you were Otto?
Okay, so I'm thinking when you're talking, I'm thinking if Augustus is worried about Otto because he's drinking too much, but if he's drinking once a week and going out and having a laugh and loving it and handling it and, you know, in good form and getting all the shit done.
Handling it is iffy. Handling it is very iffy. Like, he's extremely hungover for days. Sometimes there's vomiting. Like, not super great at handling it.
Okay, so Augustus is kind of worried about Otto.
Yes.
So he must know that Len's a bit of a... partier.
Yeah. Len is also like 31. So for him, so for Otto to keep up with Len is a very bad idea, but Otto's trying anyway because he, you know, he wants to be in on the party and have a good time. But like, you know, Len's rolling into the office the next day, kind of right as rain, and Otto's dead for half the week.
And this has been going on for how long? A few weeks?
Oh, months. And Augustus has been like trying not to notice. Or trying not to pay too much mind because he's like, listen, I know Otto's not cheating on me, technically. And I'm also very busy and, you know, he's a grown ass man and whatever. I'm not going to be babysitting him. But what the fuck is going on here?
Well, if I were Otto, I'd be like, I think the message is super clear. I need to get to be more fun. The game is to up your game. Like, this is a big life lesson for you, isn't it?
That's true. Augustus knows that he has no time until his thesis defense.
Then just shut the fuck up and let them go, right? And tell them that you love Otto all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Make sure Otto feels like all love bombed by you and say, oh God, I wish I could spend more time with you. I hope Len's like not an asshole.
Take good care of him, Len, since I can't right now.
Yeah. If you go too far.
Yeah. I will actually murder you. That's a very mature way of dealing with
it. He is mature. I would probably be the opposite. I would probably be like crying and going, oh, don't you know that my life is so hard and I'm trying really hard to do this PhD and I can't get enough sleep and I don't have enough hours in the day. And then you're off with Len and that doesn't make me feel good.
Having fun without me. Yeah.
Yeah. And it sucks and you suck and why, you know.
And let's get a divorce.
How am I? How am I married? I don't know.
I mean, I know personally, if I'm going through it, I kind of want my husband to go through it with me. Just even if he doesn't need to.
I know, but fuck, that's so shitty.
It's like if I'm going through hell, like Augustus being like, I got to get my thesis defense done. I don't want my husband running off and having fun without me because he's got nothing to do. I want him to just pretend that, like, put it all on ice until I'm ready, which is very selfish. It's very selfish. But I'm admitting that.
You got a good husband.
Yeah. And the thing is, I know he would because he's a good guy. But get back to me when we've been married 30 years and maybe it'll be a different answer.
Yeah. I think be careful. I would just say take heed on demands, right?
Take heed. Well, I am going to take heed on demands also. That's a good advice for me.
That's it for this week, Sticky Pickles. If you made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your butts and review. And plus,
there's a plus this time, everybody. We have launched a Patreon.
Give us your wonga. Give us your wonga. No, it's ridiculous.
It's only a $3 tier. A $3 tier. It's not much.
It's cheaper than a coffee.
Yes, because we were originally going to call it the buy us a cup of coffee tier. And then we realized a cup of coffee is no longer $3.
Yeah.
Thank you, inflation. But we're keeping it at $3. So if you dig what we do, please offset our bills. Actually, Curl's bills. She pays for all of it.
I do.
Yeah, so like that would be awesome because we don't.
We don't have to, right?
Yeah,
we
don't have bills. To. I was going to say, we don't run ads, but maybe we will run ads. So, $3. That's it. If you want to. Or don't. Whatever. And you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter, at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. I'll figure out Mastodon later. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Oh my god.
There we go. A sticky, sticky week.
Oh my god, that was some good. I put some real thought into mine.
Yours was great. Just like you. Aww.